This is Long John once again. Long John once again with the party line.
I think you're aware of the fact that I have talked to possibly 15 or 20 different people who profess to have a knowledge of the subject of flying saucers, and I possibly have spent some 100 hours on the subject, and I must admit that I still don't know how they operate or why they're coming here.
Not like that.
They have a shield around their individual body that is sufficiently strong to repel or ward off any of our 30 caliber machine gun bullets, and that they can move in and out of their ships because they don't breathe air like we do, and they can move around in space. They don't require to breathe, and they don't have any legs. The simple reason is they levitate at all times.
Did you say that you spoke?
Yeah, I spoke directly with these people.
To these people? What language?
Well, in thought communication, John, there's only one language. It isn't a language of English or Chinese or whatever it may be. A thought is what it is, it can't be anything else.
A thought is what it is. Now, a thought is what it is.
John once again with the party line. This is Long John once again. Long John once again with the party line. Once again with the party line.
Thank you.